Drive with Mike Wills, in for John Matham.
On Cape Talk.
The important subject of alien vegetation. You can see evidence of such vegetation all over the Cape. You can also see evidence of some action being taken against it. Often it's controversial. The removal of trees along the Table Mountain chain in various parts of the national park has caused an uproar now and then. But generally speaking, I'm in favour of what's being done, and it does seem to be something that is of clear benefit to us to get rid of alien vegetation. However, the task is massive. We have thrown many, many millions of rand at this issue since the 1990s, and a report in News 24 says that experts have now called for a shake-up. It's largely been under the Working for Water program. You often see that banner, those trucks, people with Working for Water on their bibs, doing stuff across the mountain. Now, a very significant expert in this area is Professor Brian van Vilken of the Centre for Invasion Biology at Stellenbosch University. He's done a study of Working for Water and has some thoughts on what should happen now with that program. Prof. Brian, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Mike.
All right. Working for Water. Has it worked to date, and where does it need to be changed?
Can I just step back a second and just your readers, or your listeners rather, might like to know a few things. The law in this country lists about 500 species as invasive species, and if those species occur on your land, then you as a landowner are obliged to take steps to control them. Some of the lawyers will call this a faultless liability because, you know, you were perhaps responsible for bringing them here in the first place. But what Working for Water does is it attempts to help landowners, both state-owned land and private land, to meet their legal obligations, basically. And at the same time, it employs people and it supplies teams of previously unemployed people to help with this. And so it's a job creation program at the same time.
And how effective has it been?
Well, Working for Water has, where they are operating, it has been effective in a number of places. You can see that, you know, the aliens are less than they were 15, 20 years ago. But when you look at it at a national scale, you know, there's just not enough money to be active everywhere. So the programs Working for Water are reaching about 14% of the estimated invaded area of the country. That means that 86% is not being worked on. And the rate at which those aliens are spreading on that 86% sort of cancels out the good work that's being done. So if you look at it at a national scale, you know, the problem is growing.
The problem is growing. How are we doing specifically in the Western Cape, do you know, in terms of percentage of coverage of Working for Water?
Not very well. I haven't got the statistics for the Western Cape separately. But I do know that if you look, for example, at you know, our mountain catchment areas around here, they're just being overrun by pine trees and wattles and so on.
Yeah. Now, what happens when you've implemented the program? Do you have to keep doing it once you've got rid of alien vegetation? If you don't go back, can you just leave it alone, or are we going to get the problem arising again?
Yes, the idea is to bring the problem down to a low enough level where you can maintain it at that level fairly cheaply. So you've got to get over the hump first. And to do that, you're going to need more money. It's quite clear that there's never going to be enough money to do everything everywhere. So what we are advocating here is a concentration of available funding on priority areas so that we can at least gain control in those priority areas. So I'm thinking here in terms of what are our priorities. It's obviously the water catchment areas, the protected areas, national parks and nature reserves, and biodiversity hotspots, you know, where there are concentrations of endemic species and so on. That is where we must focus. We should not have a lot of projects scattered all over the place, and that dilutes the funding to a point where it becomes ineffective.
What would you say if somebody said, look, we can't afford this, it's great, it's admirable, but a couple of hundred million rand more or even more for this project, we haven't got it at the moment, other priorities, what would you say to them, and what happens if we effectively abandon this project?
No, I'm not at all saying you should abandon the project. What I'm saying is that, you know, you should spend the money that you have.
No, so I know, Prof, I know you weren't. I'm saying, what would you say to someone who says we should abandon it, given that we can't afford it?
Well, we can afford it. We can afford what we're spending right now. And it should not be abandoned because, every cent that you spend on clearing invasives gives you a return on investment that's much greater than one. You know, so you spend R1 and you get R2 return. And that R2 is measured in terms of the impacts that would have happened had you not controlled those species.
Okay.
You would have lost water, you would have lost biodiversity, you would have, you know, all of those things.
And I think water is the absolute priority, isn't it?
Well, it's a very important one. Cape Town almost ran out of water recently, and Quebeca also, recently. And part of the problem is coming from the fact that the water is not reaching the dams in the first place because it's been evaporated by alien plants in the catchment.
So where are we up to, Prof? Have you made these recommendations to the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, that mouthful, the DFFE? Are we in a process here?
Look, I'm retired, so I'm not formally employed in a process, but I've certainly worked with people in the department, and we discuss these issues, and obviously there are other issues that need to be taken into account as well. So the most difficult thing that they face at the moment is that they have started projects all over the place, which with hindsight may not have been in the priority areas. And so it's going to be very difficult for them to stop those projects. It's almost an admission of defeat. And I don't think we should see it as an admission of defeat. We should see it as channeling the money where it would be most effective and have the most impact.
Prof. Brian van Vulcan, thank you very much indeed. Important subject. He's a lecturer at Stellenbosch University, an expert in biodiversity, and he's a man who's been heavily involved in working for water. His thoughts there on what we should be doing about alien vegetation. We can't clear it all. We can't clear it everywhere. Focus on priority areas that involve water catchment and biological diversity.